Hello, Mrs. Atusa. How are you doing? Actually, about a slow burn. I'm going to talk about my own experience. Actually, sometimes I go to park and run a little bit. So I found out before this lesson, usually I would go and run very fast. So I thought that, okay, running very fast will, I need to spend more energy. I need to, you know, run very fast and pump my, you know, heart as much as possible. And as a result of that, I'll lose weight and I'm going to help myself to breathe better. But, of course, after this, I found out now, in order to lose fat, we have to run very slowly. Because if you run very fast, we need fast energy. And fast energy is sugar. Sugar usually comes from, you know, the food we consume. But when we run very slowly, we slowly burn energy. And in that case, we can easily use, fat, our body fat. But the thing about running very fast or slowly. Okay, we talk about, running very slowly can help us to lose weight. But if you like to, you know, for example, improve your breathing, you know, to be able to hold your breath, for example, more, or build up some stamina, you have to run fast. So it depends. It depends on your circumstances, on the thing that you want. So if you want to improve your breathing, you have to run very fast. And of course, it's good sometimes if you go to park, you ran, for example, 30 minutes. And let's imagine that you ran 30 minutes about 10 times around the park, for example. So the last time, I prefer to go very faster. So the last time, because it's gonna, raise my heartbeat, and as a result of that, I'll be able to breathe heavily, and it's gonna help me to, have a better blood flow, and it's gonna help me to hold my breath in the future more and be more energetic, and of course, build up some stamina. That's my experience, and that's what I found about running or jogging, as you mentioned. So thank you so much again because of the great recording, and I look forward to hear more from you. Thank you. Bye.